你好 ，I mean good morning.
Hi，
我意思是早上好。
I keep forgetting that I'm in a Chinese church.
我老忘了我在一个满布了华人弟兄姐妹的教会。
All I know is I'm with a wonderful family.
我只知道的其实都是我的家人。
So special to be together.
跟你们在一起真的很特别。
I hope this morning you're ready for a multi-course feast.
今天早上希望大家准备好这是有多道菜的一个盛宴。
My role usually is to serve a little bit of fried rice at the end.
我平时的职责呢一般呢是在宴会的快结束的时候给大家吃炒饭。
But this morning I want to serve two or three appetizers.
但是今天呢我会有两个前菜给大家。
And then after that, Pastor Caleb has, like he always does, a big armful.
然后呢接下来 Pastor Caleb 呢会像他平时所一样的给大家有一个最丰盛的结束
But Holy Spirit
圣灵啊
We desperately need you
我们非常需要你
We need you this morning
今天早上我们需要你
If you're not with us everything is empty
如果你不跟我们同在一切都是虚空
But we also need you in this season
而且我们特别在这个季节里面需要你。
We need you in this time of harvest.
在这个丰收的季节，我们需要你。
So we pray you would touch our heart and prepare us.
所以祷告你会触碰我们每个人的心。
Amen.
Amen.
So, anybody interested in the harvest?
有多少人对丰收有兴趣
？Okay, the rest of you go take a nap.
其他的可以先打个盹。
We want to talk about the harvest this morning.
今天早上我们要谈论关于丰收的季节。
Because there is a deep sensation all across the world that it's a time for the harvest.
因为在全球各地方都有一个很深的洞察，就是丰收的季节要到了。
I'm a little afraid that somehow we expect that if we just keep waiting, the harvest will come.
我们不能只是一直在等待，以为等待那个丰收自然会来。
But I don't think the harvest will happen.
我觉得这样丰收不会就这样发生。
It will be the result and the response to our preparation.
它将会是一个结果，是回应我们为丰收而预备的一个结果。
So we want to talk a little bit in three dimensions.
所以我们会慢慢的透过三个维度去分享。
The laborers or the workers for the harvest.
第一就是这个丰收里面所做工的人。
The threshing floor.
第二是这个打谷场。
And then the granary.
第三是那个藏谷的谷仓
，or the barn，
或者是那个农仓农舍。
When Jesus was talking about the harvest，
当耶稣谈到关于收割的时候
，what did he actually say was needed？
他说到需要的是什么
？He said the harvest is always there。
他说其实和田已经发白了。
But what's the problem？
问题是什么
？The laborers。
是没有工人，没有人去收割。
And I think part of the problem for us is when we think of harvest.
对我们来说也同样有个问题。当我们想到丰收的时候
，we tend to narrow it down to think of an evangelist.
我们总会联想到就是一个很有能力的传福音的一个讲道的。
And we look around and we try to figure out who are the evangelists here.
然后我们就四处张望去找谁是这个讲道的传福音的人。
But this morning the Lord wants to impress us.
但今天早上主要使我们得到这样的一个领受。
That the harvest involves everyone.
就是丰收的季节。每个人都要参与。
And by the time we're finished, I hope you would be able to say, I see where I would fit.
就希望在这个信息结束时候，你会知道我应该是在怎么样的位置上。
Is there anyone here willing to be a worker for the harvest?
有谁愿意当主的工人，一起参与在丰收里面
？So then, keep asking the Lord, what would be my particular role or function?
所以你要去问主说，我在这个过程当中，我的角色是什么？
In Luke 10, verse 1 to 2,
在路加福音第十章一到二节
Jesus was talking about the harvest.
耶稣提到丰收
But he said he would send them out two by two.
然后他说我要两个两个差人出去
But then he remarked,
然后他就提到一点
The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
他说受的庄稼多但做工的人少。
So what we have to do is we have to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
所以我们要求庄稼的主去打发工人。
Not just evangelists, but workers.
不单是传福音的是工人。
And of course, before there is a harvest, there has to be sowing and watering.
但当然庄稼成熟之前必须是有浇灌有撒种的季节。
But we're going to assume that the sowing and the watering has been going on for quite some time.
但是我们会假设就是说这个撒种跟浇灌的过程已经发生一段时间了。
So we want to break down the different roles.
所以我们现在想要分别讨论不同的角色。
And the first one is a little difficult. The only word I could come up with is the spotters.
第一个工作呢是有点难去形容啊，我找到这个词叫洞察者。
And the spotters are those that can recognize when the grain is getting ripe.
洞察者的角色就是他能看到庄稼里面的谷粒已经成熟了。
When I was a boy, we had thrashing bees. Thrashing work.
哦，在我小时候，我们会有一起打谷的一个季节当中，一群的队伍一起做。
Each of the neighbors and the farm family uncles had a farm.
每一个邻舍他们呢都会在他们的农田前面集合。
And they all planted the crops.
一起去栽种这些的农作物。
And when it came close to harvest time,
当收割的季节到了
，One of them would check in all the different farms.
有一个人呢会负责去各个邻舍的田里面去检验。
And he would come back and he would say, Uncle Peter's harvest is ripe.
然后呢他会回来跟说比如说 Uncle Peter, 他的农田里面的谷粒已经成熟了。
So everyone would come with the threshing equipment to Uncle Peter's.
然后呢所有人呢都会聚在一起带着镰刀去到 Uncle Peter 他的农田上。
There's some of you who need to have the sensitivity of knowing when the...Harvest is ready to reap.
所以我们当中有些人呢，有一个角色就是要去洞察，那发现究竟哪里的谷粒已经成熟了。
When Grandma and Janet and I travel in an airplane,
当妈妈 Janet 跟我在飞机上旅行的时候
，there's usually three seats.
一般来说，飞机里面有三个座位。
So I take one seat.
我会坐其中一个。
Janet, Grandma Janet takes the middle seat.
然后呢，妈妈 Janet 她会坐在中间的座位。
And then whoever else gets the other seat beside her.
然后又会有另外一个陌生人呢坐在第三个位置。
She's the spotter.
她就是那个洞察者。
She finds it so much easier to just start talking to people.
她非常容易就可以开始一个话题。
I don't really talk much unless it's serious.
我呢，除非那个话题很认真，不然我不怎么说话。
And then after a while.
然后呢，过一段时间。
She pokes me.
她就会的提醒我。
They're ready.
哎，这个人预备好了。
That means she has got them to the place where they're ripe.
就意思就是说，他已经去到一个地步呢，那个人已经开放了，成熟可以。
But she doesn't quite feel very clear on how to use a sickle.
但是他呢，并不是非常清楚如何用镰刀。
So we work together.
所以我们呢，合作在一起。
And we have harvested on some airplanes.
所以我们在不同的飞机上呢，都有这样的收获。
Also, when I was a boy, we had these big revivals.
当我是小男孩的时候呢，我们会有听说有一些很大的复兴家。
And the evangelist would preach up a storm.
他们呢会是在前面很大声的去讲道。
And at the end, he would be very strong, and he would call people to come up to the front and confess the Lord.
然后呢，讲道以后呢，会大声的去呼召人到前面来去接受主。
And then the spotters would stand up and look.
然后呢，会有一群的弟兄姐妹，就是洞察者，他们会一直在张望。
They could find exactly, oh, that person is under conviction.
哦，就会能发现这个人圣灵在做一个让他们认识主知罪的工。
These were terms we used to use. I don't. Do we still do that? Say people are under conviction.
这些的词语我们现在都在还在用，就是。
Oh, that one's under conviction.
被感动，有感动的。
Okay, you can come, you can come, you can come.
你过来吧，你过来吧。
Why did he say that? Because he sensed the Spirit was on this person.
为什么这个人会这样发邀请？就是因为他灵里面感觉到他的心预备好了。
Anyway, that was the role I would call the spotters.
这就是洞察者的工作。
It was like, you know, in the Bible when Philip.
就像腓力一样，在圣经里面。
He knew that Nathanael would probably be ready.
他知道了拿单也已经预备好了。
So he brought Jesus to Nathanael.
他就把耶稣带到腓利的圣殿。
He introduced him.
然后呢，神就可以用他。
Next to the spotters are the reapers.
第二种人呢是收割者。
The reapers are those that know how to use a sickle.
他们呢就是懂得用镰刀的人。
Or in other language, we might say they're very skilled at closing the deal.
或者用另外一个比喻，就是说他们很懂得怎么样把一个生意谈到结束的一步。
And they know exactly how to deal with particular persons, especially their resistance.
而且他们很知道如何呢去处理各种的情况，特别是他们里面有一些阻力的人。
I call those the reapers.
我就称呼他们作为拿着镰刀的人。
I hope we have some reapers in here.
我们当中有收割者带镰刀的人。
But the problem with the reapers.
但是有个问题，这些带镰刀的人。
Mostly they like to cut the grain.
他们呢很喜欢就是把那个谷子割下来了。
And then they go on to cut some more.
然后呢，他走到旁边又再去割更多。
And some more.
更多的。
What about the grain?
但是那个植物上的谷粒呢
？You need gatherers.
你需要有人去做这个这聚拢的。
Do we have these titles on the here? So that we have the spotters, we have the reapers. Now we want to look at the gatherers.
我们有洞察的人，收割的人，现在有收聚的人。
The gatherers are those who want to, who are ready to bring the grain.
收据的人呢，他们是已经预备好了，把所有被割下来的谷粒呢带到打谷场。
They have a heart to bring the people in with them.
他们有一个心，就是愿意把人带在他们身边一起走。
You see how we don't just need the reaper, we need the gatherers.
所以我们不单需要收割的人，我们需要收聚的人。
And some of you are beautiful that way. You're always bringing some with you.
我们当中有很多人就是总会带一些朋友在我们当中。
So we say, Lord, stir the heart of the gatherers.
所以我们说主啊，愿你去兴起这些收聚的人的心。
So then, the next one is the threshers.
然后下一个角色是打谷人。
The threshers are, and each one of these, by the way, is a parallel to one of the gifts.
而且呢，刚才所说的每个角色呢，是有平行的对应的一个恩赐。
The reapers, of course, is the evangelical or the evangelist gift.
收割的人当然是传福音的恩赐的人。
The gatherers is the pastoral gift, those who love to take others in their arms and bring them with them.
收聚的人呢，他们有牧养的感动跟恩赐。
And the next one is the threshers.
第四个是播谷的人，打谷的人。
Sorry, I thought we had this up. The threshers would be what we would call the teachers.
那些播谷的人呢，其实是大家教导的恩赐。
The idea. The reapers, they're the evangelists. They're the ones who cut the grain. And I don't have a particular gift. The spotters are those that.Are sensitive to see where the Spirit is working. You know, even, let's say, neighbors. All okay, what do we got? Okay, there's Jim and Winnie, and maybe there's Nellie and Don. Okay, so Jim and Winnie, they have some friends they've been with quite a bit.
所以打个比方说，就像 Jim and Winnie, 或者是 Nellie 跟 Don 他们有一些朋友已经一段时间是关系很好的。
Now we're assuming they're spotters.
我们都假设他们就像那个洞察者一样。
So there comes a time they recognize their friends are getting really ready and close.
然后呢，他们有一段时间发现了这个朋友呢已经非常接近，已经预备好了。
And then they remember, oh, Don and Nellie, they're good reapers.
然后他们就想到，哦 ，Don 和 Nellie 他们是很会收割的。然后我们就邀请他们到他们家。
And they will then be able to take the opportunity.To help us to do the reaping.
然后呢，他们就会跟我们趁着这个机会一起去学习收割的时候。
And then, of course, we know that Jim and Winnie are also good gatherers, so they'll be glad and happy to bring them with them.
然后呢 ，Jim and Winnie 也同样的是一个很好的收聚的人，所以他们会跟他们同行，带到我们当中。
That would be the pastoral gift.
这就是一个牧养的恩赐。
And then the threshers.
然后下一个就是播谷的人。
These are the this is a teaching gift.
这是一个教导的恩赐。
See, the threshing is to separate the grain, the seed of the grain from the straw.
因为播谷的过程的目的就是要着谷粒跟那个植物分开。
That's more of a teaching requirement.
这就是一个教导的恩赐的需要。
Spend time and instruct them, not just bring them here for teaching, but even teach them in your home.
他不单把人带到我们当中，在聚会当中教导，他们在家里面做教导。
Okay, and then after that we have the winnowers.
然后呢，接下来呢是那个吹谷的人。
The winnowers.
养谷的人
，They separate the grain from the chaff.
他们把谷粒跟糠皮分开。
This is the prophetic gift.
这是先知的恩膏。
The prophetic gift goes a little deeper than the teaching gift.
先知的恩膏呢，去到一个更深的地方，比起教导方面。
The teaching gift gives general instructions and understanding the Christian life and what's the spirit and how to live and walk according to the word.
教导恩赐呢，是给很多大方向的教导，如何与神同行，如何在各个主要生命的各个方面有一些教导进入成熟。
But there's a finer work that we need to go through.
但是有一些更仔细的话语，人是需要的。
It's called the winnowing.
这是养谷的过程。
Then the next are the guards.
然后下一种人呢，是看守的人。
The winnowers assume that the grain has come.Is clear. It's available.
就养谷人呢，就是预备好，就是这些谷类已经好了。
But it's often easy for the enemy to come and steal the grain.
但是很多时候呢，其实很容易仇敌就过来把谷粒给偷走了。
So the guards are the intercessors.
所以这些看守人就是我们的代祷者。
They're the ones that the spirit can stir in the middle of the night.
就是那些愿意在半夜灵里面被搅动起来祷告的人。
And cause them to think about and.John and Sarah. Anyway, to begin to recognize someone is being attacked by the enemy.
他们会认出有些人，他们正在被仇敌攻击。
The enemy is trying to steal somebody's peace.
因为仇敌有时候要偷走一些人的平安。
So the intercessor, the guard, spirit will rise up.
然后呢，这些看守人、代祷者，他们的灵会兴起，他们会起来。
If that's your role, you know something about it.
如果这是你的角色，其实你会经历过一样的东西。
Ask the Lord to sharpen your sensitivity.
所以求主去使你的察觉力更敏锐。
How do I guard the family?
我如何可以守护我的家人
？And then finally, the distributors.
最后呢是分配的人。
Everyone that comes in through the harvest.
所以每个人他们进到这个丰收的季节里面
，eventually should feel useful.
每个人都会感觉自己很有用处。
Feel like they have a place.
知道自己有个位置。
Whether it's in the worship,
不单是在敬拜
in the pre-prayer,
或者是预备的祷告
in the prophetic teams,
或者是先知性的祷告队。
But if the church is healthy,
如果一个教会是健康的话
the elders and the apostolic persons will sense it and begin to cause arrangement.
长老跟有使徒性的恩赐的人他们就会做好一个秩序。
So anyway, I think that's good enough for part one.
我想这是第一部分已经足够了。
But does anyone get a new sense of participating in the harvest more than just trying to be an evangelist?
有多少人现在有一个更深的一层的明白，就是说这不是只是一个讲道人、传福音的人工作。
Activate within us the spotters, the reapers, the gatherers, the threshers, the winnowers, and the distributors.
所以神在我们里面去启动每一个洞察的人、收割的人、收据的人、播谷的人。养谷的人、看守的人和分配的人 ，this guards for number six.
I believe when the Lord said the laborers are few or the workers are few.
当工人少的时候
，this is probably what he was referring to in our time.
我想主耶稣所指的就是这一些不同身份的人。
Anybody register?
大家都明白吧
？So now we want to talk a little bit about the threshing floor.
所以我们现在要去集中去讨论。
And this will be very brief.
会很简短的分享。
But the threshing floor basically is a time when the grain is laying on a flat surface.
这打谷场的场景是这样的，就是所有那些带着糠皮的谷呢，都在地上。
And the oxen are tramping around on it.
然后呢，有牛被牵进来，在到处踩。
Or some people are flailing the grain.
有些人呢，就是鞭打那些谷头。
All of us need to spend some time on the threshing floor.
我们每个人都需要花点时间在打谷场。
This time I'm not talking about being a thresher.
我所说的不是说你是打谷的人。
I'm talking about being the grain down on the floor.
我是说你是那些谷粒在地上被分开。
Once in a while in your Christian life, you have to feel like you're being stepped on.
很多的时候你生命当中会经历被践踏的一个时候
Something's not fair.
好像很不公平
All of this is God's way to separate within you your natural fleshly self and the spirit himself.
但这就是神在做工使你从你的自然人跟你的灵里面的新人分开
This is the place where transformation takes place.
这也是转化发生的地方
If we, some grain we noticed in our experience, it's very easy, it seems, for them to let go of the grain.
有些时候某些的核它很容易把它的谷粒分出来。
Other stalks seem to need 10 times more stump in order to get that stalk to let go of the grain.
但是有其他的核它的枝子呢要用十倍的力量才能把谷粒给打出来。
But in short, if you want to know what's going on in your life,
但是很简单的说如你的生命如果在经历一个过程
Ask the Lord, have you got me on the threshing floor?
你得问一下主说神你是不是把我放在打谷场
Is there something hanging on to me that needs to be let go?
是不是我牵连着一些东西我是需要去释放去放手的
Maybe it's fear or ambition or jealousy.
或者是恐惧，或者是野心，或者是嫉妒。
And eventually,
但最后
it should be just the grain left.
应该只有谷粒留下来。
What is the grain?
谷粒是什么意思？
It's the life element that came into us when we were first born again.
就是在我们得救重生的时候，这个生命的那个元素。
And it's been allowed to grow and grow.
你要使得它不停地成长
into its fullness,
成长到它的满足的地步
while we allow our flesh and ourselves to be receded or diminished by the threshing.
让使我们的肉身让使我们原来的血气不停减少减少脱剥落
And then the final part of that, of course, is the winnowing.
然后到最后的一个部分最后步骤就是养谷
I wonder if any of you remember many years ago when we first came to Zion and we were meeting at Glad Tidings.
不知道大家有多少人还记得我们刚刚来的时候，那时候还在Glad Tidings 啊，喜讯会那里聚会。
One day I brought a big stack of grain.
有一天我带了很大碟的那些禾杆。
And then we had a blower over here.
啊，我们有一个很大的吹风机。
And we turned on the blower.
我们就把它打开了。
And then I would throw the grain in the air.
然后呢，我会把那些谷粒连着它的禾杆扔到空中。
And the chaff would blow away.
糠秕会被吹走。
And the grain would fall.
当然呢，谷粒会原地掉下来。
To demonstrate how the Holy Spirit,
就是要告诉大家圣灵的工作。
Needs to be allowed to blow over us.
因为它像风一样呢，容许它去吹在我们身上。
You see, the chaff is much harder to deal with than the straw.
其实糠秕呢，比起本来禾的杆呢，要更难处理。
The straw is the long grain.
因为那个禾杆呢是比较长的。
The chaff is like that shell that was right around the seed.
但是糠秕呢是那个很薄的、很轻的、围绕的这个种子的外壳。
But even if the chaff is removed from the grain,
但即便糠秕从谷粒当中被分开出来
somehow it has to be separated from the grain.
它们被剥开以后呢，还要做一个分离的过程。
So in this way, the grain, this chaff gets blown away.
在这个情况，风就把所有这些糠秕给吹走了。
And the grain is there by itself.
使得谷粒可以在那里就自己
Then it becomes
待在当地
good food.
那就是好的食物
You want to become good food.
我们要成为好的食物
Then you need to allow the wind to blow the chaff.
你就要容让风吹过使一切的糠秕被吹走
So then there's the third part.
这有第三个部分
And I call this the granary.
这是第三部分的信息就是谷仓
Or the barn.
或者农舍
The place where the grain is kept.
就是我们收藏谷类的地方。
Like this place here should be a granary.
就像我们现在所处的地方应该就是一个谷仓
a barn
是一个农舍
in the end when we had all of our thrashing done in each place each farmer was so happy when his granary was full of grain
当所有的农夫们他们很开心把打谷的工作做完了他们都会一起欢呼在他们的谷仓里面满了有谷
but even before you put the grain in the granary
但是在你把谷粒放到谷仓之前
you want to be sure it'sTotally clean.
你要预备好你的谷仓是完全干净的。
You don't want any parasites or bugs.
你不想有那些寄生虫，有其他的虫啊，老鼠。
You don't want any mold or even dust there.
你甚至不愿意任何有霉菌或者甚至灰尘都不要。
And I think this links in with what we shared on Tuesday night.
我想这就联系到我们周二的祷告会所分享过的。
Some I shared, I felt like I saw the Lord Himself.
我那时候在分享说我看到主他自己
and he had a big whisk broom
他有一个用来搅动 的勺子大勺子
and then he whistled and many angels came up to him
然后他吹哨很多天使就聚在他旁边
and he gave each one of them a little whisk broom
然后呢他给他们每一个有一个小一点的搅动的勺子
and then he said
然后他说
I want to find clean landing places
我要在各处的地方找到这些干净的地方。
Or in the terms of this morning, I want clean granaries.
或者用今天我们的话语就是说有预备好的干净的 地面在各个谷仓里。
And if you find places where they're preparing,
如果你遇到这些地方在预备好了。
And where they let you come in to sweep out the fine corners.
如果你容让他们进来打扫把把那些的每个角落打扫干净
So that when I land the grain of my harvest
所以使得这个收割里面得到的谷粒可以放在里面的时候
It will not be contaminated by what has already been undealt with there
他们不至于被那些没处理好东西污染了
And if I find such landing places
如果我找到这么好的地方
And I believe by God's grace he's finding one Tuesday night
我因着神的恩典，我相信在星期二晚上我们找到这样的地方。
To cleanse that floor，
就愿意把这个地完全打扫干净。
The condition of the granary will affect the quality of the grain immediately。
因为呢，这个谷仓它的素质会影响这个谷的素质。
And I think the Lord doesn't have a lot of time to transform the new believers。
所以我神会花很多的时间呢使一个新的信徒的生命被转化
He probably won't have 50-60 years like he needed for us
可能50-60年或者是根本像我们这么年长的都还没完
成 So he wants a place prepared
他愿意这个地方预备好的
Where the atmosphere is clean and pure
里面的空气是干净的
Where the bugs and the viruses have been dealt with
一切的病毒都被处理好了。
And I felt it was specific, a whisk, not a broom.
然后呢，我在印象当中看到很仔细的看到是一个像打泡泡的那种的勺子，而不是一个扫把。
A broom is important to clean away the main rough stuff.
那个大的扫把呢，是把主要的东西打扫干净。
But it takes a whisk to get into the corners and do the fine things.
我犯错了。那个 whisk 其实是那些很小的，像化妆的那个小扫，在最小的角落里面也把它打扫干净。
So I just conclude.
所以我想以这个做总结。
Lord,
主啊
，We want to be those who are say yes, we're willing.
我们要成为那种工人，是说主啊，我愿意。
We're willing to take our place in the great harvest.
我们愿意在这个收割的季节里面站在位置上。
We're willing to allow you to take us through the threshing floor.
我们愿意容让你带我们自己要进入打谷场。
And even now we long for the winnowing.
我们现在也去渴慕这个吹谷的时节。
We want to please you in this time of harvest.
我们愿意在这个收割的时间使你的心得喜悦。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Papa. So grateful for teachers in the house.
非常的感恩我们家当中有这样的老师，有这样的教师。
Can you take a moment and say to your neighbor?
现在跟你的旁边的人说。
What type of laborer are you?
你说一下你自己是几号。
Just take a moment.
花点时间，你觉得你自己是几号？
First one is Watchman.
All right, by the sounds of it,
听到大家讨论的声音，
it doesn't sound like the laborers are too few.
看来我们工人不算太少。
Sounds like there's enough.
应该是有足够的。
And we want more.
但是我们想要更多。
I feel on my heart that my job today is to let you know.
今天我的工作，我感觉是要使你们知道
the reason for the temperature in the house.
你要去明白这个家当中的温度。
I don't know if you've walked in this place. You're like, it feels a little warmer than usual.
有时候当你进来以后，你会感觉，哎，好像今天好像温度好高啊。
You start talking to people at lunch. You're like, it feels warmer than usual in the house at Zion.
你在午饭的时候跟弟兄姐妹讨论的时候，会发现，哎，怎么西安家里面好像温度变高了？
And you know, it's actually really easy to be a thermometer.
其实呢，你要当温度计还蛮容易的。
You just have to read the situation and tell people what the situation is.
你就只要去读这个，读懂这个情况，告诉别人这个情况是什么。
But how many of you guys have been at home? You wake up, you're like, oh, did someone touch the thermostat?
有没有人在家当中醒来的时候，突然间觉得温度不对，就问有没有人调过家里的恒温器？
I don't remember it being this warm when I went to bed.
我不记得我睡的时候有这么高温度。
I don't need as many blankets.
我不需要那么多的那个被子。
I'm feeling a little bit out of my comfort zone.
我感觉我的安舒区被拿走了。
So then you get up and you go look at the thermostat and you go, aha, someone did touch the thermostat.
然后你就起来了，去看一下那个恒温器，果然有人调了温度。
Because the numbers are higher.
因为那个数字被调高了嘛。
And do you know where the thermostat is in Zion?
你知道在西安里面恒温器装在哪里呢？
I invite you to come take a look.
我邀请大家每一个人过来看。
Come check for yourself. Is the temperature actually higher?
你要自己去看一看那个数字是被调高了。
And it's in the room called the prayer room.
那个房间名字就是祷告房。
On Tuesday nights.
星期二的晚上。
When you come.
当你来到当中的时候。
And you take a look at the thermostat.
你看一看温度计。
You're like, it is hot in here.
哇，里面好热。
And a thermostat is not a thermometer.
恒温器跟温度计不一样。
The thermostat determines the temperature of the house.
因为恒温器决定了那个房间的温度。
It's easy to walk in a room and go, oh yeah, it's warm.
你很容易的进到一个房间说，哦，好，好温暖。
It's easy to come in a Sunday morning and go, oh yeah, it's pretty warm in here.
或者你主日来到当中，你觉得，哦，对啊，这好有温度的地方。
But there are those that are starting to touch the thermostat.
但是有些人他们有这样的权柄，他们可以碰恒温器。
And go, it's not hot enough.
他说，还不够热。
We need to take it up a degree.
我们再调高一度。
And the furnace is beginning to burn at a greater rate.
然后呢，火炉呢就会更高的功率的去烧。
This is happening.
这是在发生了。
And even what I'm carrying, what I feel like to draw on today came out of Tuesday.
所以今天其实我有负担要分享的，也是从周二的晚上过来的。
It came from the mouth of several witnesses.
有几个见证人他们的口中所说的话。
There was a pre-meeting before the meeting. They were already talking about the threshing floor.
就是在祷告会之前的会前聚会，他们已经提到了打谷场。
Papa Albert just shared his impression that he received during the meeting that confirmed the threshing floor.
Papa Albert 只是分享说，在那个聚会之前的预备的时间，他们得到这个意象，去确认了这个打谷场的意象。
And I want to take this moment to invite you in a place. Oh,
我想花这时间去邀请大家进到这个地方。
Of what is happening in the house?
看一看在这个家中发生的是什么事情。
And so,
所以
is Papa.Or if anybody else is familiar with farming,
大家有谁是很懂农业的？
So that's not me.
那个人估计不是我。
I had to look this up.
我必须查考资料。
And I got a modern day YouTube picture of threshing.
我在油管上找到一个现代的打谷的方法。
But it's a beautiful picture of what Papa Albert was sharing of taking.The seed out of the stalk.
这是一个美丽图画，就像啊 Papa Albert 所描述的，从这个枝干里面把谷粒分离出来。
And what's happening in threshing is it's actually taking what's useful and separating it from what's not useful.
因为他所做的工就是把有用的东西跟没有用的东西分开。
And in everyone in our own lives, we need to go through processes where God takes what he can use and separate it from things that are no longer useful.
在我们的生命里面也是一样的，神要在我们生命做工，把有用的东西拿出来，是从那些已经没有用、退去作用的人分开。
And it happens in this place called a threshing floor.
这个过程就在打谷场发生。
And if the village was big, the threshing floor was actually a very, important community center.
如果这个村庄够大的话，这个村子够大的话，其实打谷场也是一个整个群体里面很重要的一个聚集的地方。
I don't feel like to speak to the process of how this works and how this happens.
我不感觉我现在要仔细去描述这个打谷的过程。
But I feel to speak to.What is happening in our house and how we can respond?
我想去说的是更多关于在这个家当中所发生的东西，而且我们该如何去回应。
There are times when God speaks.
有时候当神说话。
And he highlights his word to us.
他把某一些的话语，圣经里面呢，高亮了。
That we need to shift and reprioritize some things.
我们就要转变，我们要重新放好我们的优先次序。
It turns out that the harvest waits for no one.
因为其实一个丰收呢是不会等人的。
That there's a moment that there's a coloring of the wheat that the moment it turns a specific color, you need to harvest, otherwise the entire harvest is ruined.
因为有一个特定的时间，就是当谷粒它转变颜色的那时候。就是要收割，因为你不收割的话，时间一过，它们就毁坏了。
And you need to stop what you're doing.
你必须停下你原来的做的事情。
And those things aren't necessarily bad.
不是说你要停东西是不好的事情。
But when the word of the Lord comes, we need to respond.
但是当神的话语临到的时候，我们必须回应。
I remember the night when Carmen started getting labor pains with Levi.
我还记得当 Carmen 当时怀着 Levi 开始阵痛的时候。
I had dinner plans.
我那天预备好有一个很特别的晚宴。
Our family was meeting at Deer Garden and curry.Beef curry was waiting for me.
我们那时候本来说好了要去鹿园，要吃咖喱牛腩，已经在等候我们要去吃了。
There's no sin. There's not wrong. Beef curry is good.
这不是罪，因为咖喱牛腩是好的。
We were gathering with family.
我们跟家人相聚。
That's good.
是好的事情。
I was doing a good thing.
我是在做对的好的事情。
And then inconveniently,
但是很不巧的
，a message comes.
有一个信息到了。
Oh.
Oh no.
Something important is happening.
很重要的事情在发生。
My first, are you sure?
这是第一个哎，你肯定吗
？Deer Garden.
这是鹿园呢。
Come on.
好吧。
I'm hungry.
我好饿。
I have needs.
我有需要。
Oh, it went away.
那个感觉好像走了。
Maybe I can come back in half an hour?
可能半个小时之后再回来。
When the word comes, we begin to shift our priorities.
但是当话语临到的时候，你的重要的次序必须改变。
Not because what we were doing was wrong.
我们所做的事情并不是错的。
And sure, there are things that God, on the threshing floor, he does purify us.
当然在打谷场，神会做一些工作使我们纯净。
But it's not always sin.
但是不一定是你在犯的罪。
It's a refocusing.
是使你重新对焦。
Are we willing to lay down what we're doing?
放下我们所做的事情吗
？And there's a principle when the Lord speaks, we need to respond.
有一个原则就是当神说话，你必须回应。
Right when one scripture seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he's near. Isaiah 55:6.
在以赛亚书五十五章第六节说，你要去寻找神，在他可以被找到的时候，你要在他靠近的时候去呼唤他的名。
Okay, we know that God resides in us.
我们知道神住在我们里面。
We know the veil's been torn.
我们知道幔子已经裂开了。
And we can access God anytime, anywhere.
我们在任何地方、时间都可以去到神面前。
And He's near to all who call on Him.
每一个呼求他的，他都靠近我们。
But there's another principle here.
但是有另外一个原则在这里。
That there are times when God says, "I am drawing close to you."
但是有特殊的时间，神特别靠近你。
I intend to do something.
因为我要做新事
I intend to meet with you.
我要跟你相会
I want to birth something through you.
我要透过你生发出新的东西来
To strengthen you.
去加力给你
And in those moments,
就在这些的时候
we need to recognize
it. 我们要认出来
And in those moments,
就在这些的时候我们要去寻求他
Seek the Lord while he may be found.
你要去在他可寻找的时候寻找他
It's not that God is distant. He's always here.
这不是意味着神在其他时间是远离的，而是他总是靠近的。
There are times when God intentionally comes closer.
但是有这些的时候，神特别故意的要靠近。
And we have to recognize that moment.
我们要认出这些时候。
And part of our problem is that we want God to work on our timetable.
但是我们有一个问题，就是我们希望神按照我们的时间表去工作。
That God wants to meet with us, but I got to check my schedule.
神想跟我们去。相会，但是我要看自己的时间表。
And we do that dance that you know the dance that you do with your dentist.
你会跟你的牙友这样同样的来来回回吧
？It's important.
是很重要的。
But let me check my schedule.
但是我看看我的时间表。
And then I tell them I'm not available.
然后就告诉牙医说，哦，我这那天也不行。
And then I tell them you give me your best time.
然后呢，牙医就告诉我说，你什么时候最好
？And we do this little dance until yeah we figure out a good time.
然后呢，我们这样来来回回以后找到最好的时间。
But God doesn't fit into our schedule.
但神不会去这样去对待我们的时间表。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because He's King and we're not.
因为他是王，我们不是。
And so this is our response.
所以这是我们的回应。
God wants to move in my life.
神要在我们的生命做工。
And we say,
我们的回应是什么
？Let me make room.
就是要安排一个地方。
Even if we're not really interested in making another night available.
即便本来我们不想要再。
And you know, even outside of the Lord speaking to us specifically,
在神很仔细、很准确的跟我们说一些话语的时候
this family, our church we prioritize God's presence.
在这个家里面也在重新安排的顺序，就是要最重要的是神的同在。
And so even in our meetings, we lay aside our agendas.
所以在我们相聚的时候，我们也把自己原有的那个
plans
计划给放下。
Like things that we want to do.
这是我们本来要做的事情。
And that's in general how we walk.
这就是我们如何行走的方法。
But I believe we are in a very specific time where He's drawing near and He's calling us.
但是我们在一个很特殊的时间，他特别靠近我们。
So how do we respond?
我们该如何回应？
Jesus, when He called His disciples near Him,
当耶稣呼召他的门徒靠近他的时候，
I had this verse.
我有这一节的经文。
Mark 3:13.
在马可福音三章十三节。
Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to Him those He wanted.
他去到一个山上，把那些他选中的召到他旁边。
And they came to Him.
然后他们便来到他那里。
Jesus called those He wanted. He had those in His heart.
耶稣去呼召这些人的时候，已经在他的心里面有这些人的名字。
But the next phrase.
下一句话。
And they came to Him.
他们就来了。
The disciples responded to the call. They got up and they came to Him.
门徒们回应了那个呼召，他们站起来，他们就去了耶稣那里。
This is how we respond when a call comes. We move.
这就是我们回应的方法。当那个呼召来的时候，我们就要移动。
And so, how else do we respond?
我们还有其他回应的方法吗？
We come with empty jars.
我们带着空瓶子去。
We have to face the reality that God can't fill something that's full.
我们要去面对一个事实，就是说，如果有一个容器是满的话，神不能再加东西在里面。
We have to empty it out.
我们要把我们的容器倒空。
When we're faithful with little, He gives us more.
当我们在小事上忠心，他会给我们更多的。
One way of being faithful is giving it away.
其中一个忠心的方法就是把东西给出去。
And some of us aren't getting an increase because we're still full.
我们当中有些人没有在一个增长的过程，是因为你还是自满的。
Okay, in this time where the heat is being turned up, and we're like, how come I'm not quite feeling it?
有时候当这个温度调高了，为什么没有感觉到？
Possibly we're still a bit full.
有可能我们还有自己里面是满的感觉。
We need to empty out areas of our life.
我们要在生命的各个地方要去倒空自己。
And perhaps, you know, God, the Holy Spirit will shine something on us, and it could be some things that we're withholding ourselves. It could be sin.
可能圣灵会去光照我们，有些地方可能是罪，有些地方是我们需要放手的地方。
But not always.
但不一定是那样。
Sometimes we just have so much stuff that we're carrying.
有时候只是我们所承载的东西太多了。
But there's not much room for what God wants to do.
你没有容纳的空间让主去做新事。
But if you've been to anybody had the pleasure of traveling in Japan,
如果大家有那个。去过日本旅游的话
especially during rush hour,
特别是在上下班高峰的时候
they hire these professional train pushers.
他们呢有一种工种呢，就是推人的工种。
They're the most polite pushy people.
他们是最有礼貌的推人的人。
You know, the train is already full.
因为车已经满人了。
And by Canadian standards, if the train is half full, it's full.
在加拿大的标准来说呢，当车厢里面是半满的话，就是满了。
But by Asian standards, if the door's not closing,
在亚洲人的定义里面呢，如果门还没关
，it's still not full.
就是没有满。
They get these professional pushers with gloves, and they start politely pushing.People in until the doors close.
有这些专业的人员，他们戴着手套，非常有礼貌的把人给推到门里面。
Maybe though, this is a season to kick everybody off the train.
这可能是一个季节，是你要把所有人给踢下车。
In your life,
是从你的生命里面把他们踢走。
Maybe it's not time to hire professional pushers.
现在应该不是时候，你再去请这些专业的推人。
That we begin to make room in our life.
使得你生命当中有空间。
God, we're going to make room.
神啊，我们愿意给你空间。
And so I just want to lightly touch on this concept of fasting.
我想稍稍的提到关于禁食的这个想法。
Okay, the concept of fasting is not just to stop eating something to become miserable.
当你想起禁食呢，不只是单单停止禁食使你自己好惨。
God did not design fasting so that we can be miserable.
神所设计的禁食不是让你感觉很不好
so that we can offer our unhappy, gloomy, afflicted selves as a gift to the Lord.
不是把我们那个不开心阴云笼罩很脸上不好看的样子给神当作礼物
Fasting is intentionally letting go of something.
因为禁食是你故意把东西放手了
Deer Garden Beef Brisket Curry.
鹿园的咖喱牛奶，我们放手。
And making room for something else，
腾出空间来是给别的东西。
We're intentionally letting go，
我们是故意放手的。
And when the Lord speaks that there are things you just need to let go of something so that you can get a better grasp of what He's saying，
所以当神要说话的时候，你必须把一些东西放手。使你可以更稳稳地抓住他现在给你的东西。
Fasting just does something; it tenderizes our heart.
因为禁食使我们的心柔软。
And the thought some of us are thinking, well, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing, but I'm just going to add something on. I'll get a professional pusher just to add something on.
因为有些人的想法现在是这样的，就是我们已经有很多的事情了，但是呢，我们还找一个专业的推手，把东西再推到自己的时间表里面。
I'm just going to keep the train running on schedule. That won't work.
你只想着把这个车里面的班次东西都是维持原来的旧样子，不行不通。
If your hands are full of grocery bags,
如果你手上已经提满了东西都是这些菜
，and you walk out of the store,
然后你从那菜市场出来
，and you see a really good friend,
你遇见一个朋友
，and you really want to hug them,
你真的想抱你这个朋友
，you want to grab a hold of them,
你想把他抓住。
But my hands are so full.
但你左右手都满了东西。
All I can do is one of these.
你就只能这样。
Side bumps.
你在
But I can't grab hold. And some of us are doing this with the Lord. We're coming out of our grocery stores. And God is stepping into our lives and asking us for something.
And we're like,
here, give me a fist bump. We need to lay down some things. So we can grab hold of the one who wants to grab hold of us. Elijah had to clarify, bring empty vessels. Because full vessels aren't very useful for this next part of the miracle. And you know, it might, I thought about this. If this poor mother and son were on their last meal, and they begin canvassing the neighborhood for empty jars, as a neighbor, would you have given them an empty jar? Or might you have filled it with a little bit of grain, a little bit of oil, and says, actually, we have extra, why don't you take it?
你岂不会有怜悯的给他一些谷类一些油, 让他们可以多一点的东西吗?
But Elijah said, no, I want empty jars.
但是以利亚说, 不是, 我要的是空的器皿。
There's a process of cost. Cost.
代价有个过程。
And I want to end here.
我想在这里结束。
But it brings us back to 2 Samuel 24.
这带回去, 在撒母记下, 24章,
where King David, he committed a sin, and in order to, the instructions from God was that he needed to go purchase a threshing floor and offer a sacrifice there.
大卫他犯了一个罪，但是神给他的指示就是他要去买一个打谷场，然后以那个打谷场里面献祭为赎罪。
So the prophetic word God speaks says, "I want that threshing floor."
这个先知性的话语说，神要那个打谷场。
And so David approaches the owner Arauna.
他就去到找这个亚老拿。
And this Arauna says, "If this is the king, you can have it, take my oxen, take even the cart, take everything and offer what you need to the Lord."
亚老拿看到是王，他就说，如果是王要的话，你可以把我的牛，把我的牛的那个木头，一切全部都给你，而且免费给你所有这些东西。
David's response caused me to really consider what it means to cost.
但是大卫的回应使我重新去反思。 代价是什么意思?
Because sometimes I walk where if God opens the door, I'm just going to take it.
因为有时候当我行走时候, 当神打开一个西门的时候, 我就拿呀。
Remember the two disciples that Jesus said, go untie the donkey?
你还记得, 耶稣差了两个门徒去牵一头驴子过去。
Like the word of the Lord came to two disciples.
因为主耶稣的话给了这两个门徒。
They walked up to some stranger's house, I think.
他们应该去了一个陌生的家门口。
Someone else's donkey.
这是别人的驴子。
They're like, oh, that's the sign. Jesus said there's a donkey, let's take it.
就如同主耶稣所说的那个样子一样, 所以他就把他们牵走了。
They untie it.
他就把驴子解开。
Someone goes, well, hold on a second, what are you doing with that donkey?
然后呢,旁边人就问他们说, 你们在做什么? 你们为什么要解开驴子?
And they're like, oh, the master has need of it.
然后他们回应就说, 主需要用它。
And they walked away.
然后他们就走了。
And they didn't pay a cent.
他们一分钱都没付。
And if I'm walking prophetically, I'm like, wow, God's opening all the doors. This is perfect.
如果我在一个先知性的恩膏下去走路, 我就会这样去诠释这个情况, 就是说, 神开一切的门, 我可以免费得取。
And I'm thinking, if I were David,
但是如果我是大卫, 却不然。
And God says, you need to go purchase that piece of land,
神说要去买这块地,
and offer a sacrifice,
在那里献祭。
And so David shows up.
So 大卫出现了,
and the guy says, oh, here it is. Here's everything.
然后呢,那个回应的人就说, 这是一切你所需要的, 我都可以给你。
Would I go, oh, this is a sign. Thank you, Lord, for everything. I'm just going to easily do what you asked me to do.
你会回应是说啊，这是神的一个给我的一个神迹啊，就是哦，神会给我做一切他要做的事情，我就全部白白拿了。
How did David know that wasn't enough?
大卫如何知道这是不足够的
？How come David just didn't go, "Wow, God provides for what He asks for"?
为什么大卫没有去说啊，神供应他所要求的东西
？What did David say?
大卫的话是什么
？No，
不是的。
I insist.
我坚持。
No。
不是
I insist
我坚持
There was a cost that he says Something has to be of value
他这个坚持在说有些东西必须是有代价的
Because David was a man after God's heart
因为大卫是一个跟随神的心的人
And there's something about love
因为关于爱
That's in this equation
是在这个方程式当中
If I am to express my deep love,
如果我要去显出我很深的爱
love will cost.
爱要求代价
For God so loved the world,
因为神爱世人
that He gave,
他付上代价
giving,
他给出
something that is costly,
非常宝贵的东西
is the measurement of the depth of our love.
就衡量你的爱有多深。
And here David says, this is not, this does not satisfy the longing in my heart of love.
所以大卫回应就说，这不能满足我心中对爱的渴求。
I will not sacrifice the Lord, my God, burnt offerings that cost me nothing.
我不会向神献祭，去白白得来东西去献给他。
I will not offer a sacrifice that doesn't cost me.
我不会献上任何的献祭是不用我放任何的代价
and so I feel short of calling a family fast
我们现在没有去呼召做一个家庭的一个禁食
and that might come as the Lord speaks more clear
如果谁更清楚说或许我们会这样呼召大家
but I believe we are in a season
但是我相信我们在一个季节当中
Where he's inviting us individually
他向着每一个个人去在发出要求邀请
It may be gathering in little groups
或者是小群的聚在一起
To begin to make room
去预备地方
To let go of some things
去放手一些东西
And take a stronger hold of something else
或者更强力的抓住一些神给你的
It could be your time
可能是关乎你的时间
It could be food
关乎你的食物
It could be an evening
或者关乎你的晚上
But it's making room
是为了腾出空间来
And do you know something very special? Why did God ask for this piece of land?
如果你知道一些很特殊的东西或者比如说神要求的是特别是这一块地
The threshing floor is not only about judgment and punishment
因为打谷场不在乎只是一个惩罚或者一个审判
There's actually a deeper underlying connection to worship
因为有个更深的联系是跟敬拜有关
What was David asked to do on that threshing floor in chapter 24?
在24章里面大卫被要求了在这个打谷场上面是做什么事情
Verse 25 David built an altar there and sacrificed burnt offerings
二十五节说到，他在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献了燔祭和平安祭。
Do you know where this place is?
你知道这个地方是什么地方吗
？This exact place.
这个准确的场所，这个地方。
Second Chronicles 3:1.
历代志下第三章第一节。
Second Chronicles 3:1. Then Solomon began to build a house.The temple of the Lord in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. It was on the threshing floor of Arunah the Jebusite, the place provided by David.
Solomon 就在耶路撒冷耶和华向他父大卫显现的摩利亚山上，就是耶布西人亚尔南的打谷场上，大卫所指定地方预备好了，可以在建殿。
This exact place
就是准确在这个地方
was a seed.
是一个种子
It became the foundation
成为一个根基
of Solomon's temple.
所罗门要建的圣殿就在这根基上
When God and His presence showed up,
神他的同在出现的时候
and the priests couldn't stand,
祭司都不能站立
exact spot.
准确到点的位置。
That God wanted.
神要的就是这个地方。
Sometimes our threshing floor is the foundation. It's the making space for maybe another generation that begins to build and see the presence of God that we've never seen.
有时候我们生命当中的打谷场，就是不单是腾空地方的一个过程，而是你为了下一代当神要行大事的预备的地方。
But did you catch something else?
你还抓到另外一点吗？
It was on Mount Moriah.
那是摩利亚山上。
Where Abraham sacrificed Isaac on the altar.
那也是亚伯拉罕献以撒在祭坛上的地方。
Where I shared about where the very first mention of worship was in that passage in the Bible.
在整本圣经当中之前提到的敬拜第一次出现的地方，就是在那段记载以撒被献的地方。
That the threshing floor,
打谷场，
what the Lord is asking of us,
神所要求的是，
maybe separating seed from the chaff,
可以是把谷粒跟糠秕分开。
It may feel like it's a place of difficulty even,
甚至你会经历困难。
Because typically it is.
因为一般来说是困难的。
But it's actually a form of worship.
但是这却是一个敬拜的过程。
This is worship.
这就是个敬拜。
The season that we're entering in is another form of worship.
我们现在要进入季节，就是另外一种的一个敬拜。
That is going to prepare a place, a dwelling where God's presence comes and rests.
使得一个地方被预备好，成为一个居住神的同在可以安息的地方。
So my dear family Zion,
所以亲爱的西安的家人们，
I was speaking about the temperature and the thermostat.
我说到关于恒温器跟温度计的温度。
I want you to know why it's getting warmer in here.
我想让大家明白为什么越来越热了。
And there's an invitation.
这是一个邀请。
For each of us to respond.
我们每个人都要回应。
At the threshing floor.
你要在你的打谷场回应他。
To say God,
向神说
，We make room.
我们预备地方。
We want to clean the floor.
我们会打扫这个地方。
For the harvest.
为着收割。
We want to clean what's happening in our own hearts.
在我们心当中所发生的一些事情，我们会打扫。
In all this,
这一切。
You know the end goal of the threshing floor.
你知道打谷场最终的目的是什么吗
？The end goal.
最终的
of all that God is wanting to do,
神所要做的一切事情的最终
is actually to bring fruitfulness.
要带来丰盛。
It's to bring fruit out of our lives.
把果子从我们生命当中带出来。
It's the place where they get grain, where bread is made.
就是他们得到谷粒好的食物，他们得到这些面包的地方。
And it will not only feed us,
不单去养活我们，
but it feeds the village.
而是把整个村子人
都养活。The bread of His presence.
他同在的
Feeds the surrounding areas,
使这周遭的地方人都得粮食。
But it's from the place of the threshing floor.
但这些都是从打谷场开始的。
That's what God's preparing in all of our hearts.
这就是神在我们每个人当中的心当面心里面去预备的。
But here at Zion,
现在我们在西安这里。
I pray that.
我们祷告。
Yeah, I pray that the Lord will speak more clear.
神会更清楚地去说话
to each of our hearts,
向着我们每个心说话
as we respond,
让我们愿意去回应
Father, we thank you for invitation.
父，我感谢你的邀请。
Even before you enter into a house,
即便你在进入一个房屋之前，
you provide the invitation.
你给出了邀请。
Behold, I stand at the door and I knock.
看了，我站在门外叩门。
The Father is asking each of us.
父在问我们每个人。
For our response to an invitation.
是我们的回应，我们要回应他的邀请。
Father, we thank you for beginning to tenderize our hearts.
神求你去使我们心柔软
opening our eyes
打开我们的眼睛
allowing us to feel
帮助我们去感觉
the nearness of what of you and what you are doing
知道你在我们身边知道你所做的事情
I pray that none will miss
我祷告没有一个人会错过
none will miss
没有一个会错过
none
没有一个
that everyone
每一个人
Everyone
每一个人
will find a place in our hearts to respond.
每一个人在他心中都要找到他回应的愿意
That we come with our empty jars.
带着空的瓶子
That we make room.
腾出空间来
We come to the threshing floor.
我们都相聚在打谷场
Father, you would have your way.
父，愿你的旨意成全
That you would have us.
你得着我们每一个
And that you would have your way.
愿你的旨意成全
In our lives.
在我们的生命当中
In our families.
在我们的家里面
When we gather.
当我们相聚的时候
Where you send us, God.
当你差我们出去的时候
We say yes.
我们说是的主
We say yes.
我们说愿意
Our hearts are yours.
因为我们的心属于你
Yeah, we encourage you
想鼓励大家
to share
去分享
If there's a yeah, share with others if there is a longing in your heart to lay things down
当你心中有这样的渴望要把东西放手的时候邀请大家跟你的弟兄姐妹分享
And I think you're going to find in this season that many are feeling and hearing very similar things
你会在这个界当中找到很多人他们感觉到听到的是一样的事情
And I encourage you to gather
就鼓励大家要去聚在一起
With those that are sensing the same
当他们感知到是一样的事情的时候
And if you think it's already warm right now
如果你觉得现在已经蛮热的话
It's gonna get warmer
还有更热
It's gonna get warmer
会更热
So I bless you
所以祝福大家
Father, we bless each one.
父，奉你的名祝福每一个人。
That our heart response would be a sweet worship to you.
使得我们心的回应是一个甜美的敬拜的祭，归向你。
That we would be a sweet fragrance.
使我们成为一个馨香。
That we would be able to say yes.
使得我们可以说我愿意。
And that you would meet us at the threshing floor.
而且你会在打谷场里面遇见我们。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，Amen.